Welcome to the After Show with the Warm 101.3's Tony Infantino, Christy Credit, and Nikki Rudd. I promised you I would tell you about sonic booms in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It's the truth. The sounds from crunchy foods are actually tiny sonic booms because the food that is breaking up at the speed of sound.
Oh,
isn't
wow.
that something?
What?
That's weird.
You know, I told you lately, my son and husband said I'm a loud chewer.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I don't chew with my mouth open, but obviously, but for some reason, I've become a loud chewer.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
Girl, I know. It's embarrassing. So now I'm all paranoid. I went out to eat with friends the other day, and I'm trying to, like, not eat loudly.
Oh, honey. Yeah, my BFF has a big problem with loud chewers. And I actually ran into this with my fiancé. We both chew gum quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, like, cuddling on the couch, and I heard him chewing his gum, and I could just hear the squish, squish.
Uh-oh, starting already, Christy.
And I was like, ew.
See, mine was not my husband ever, ever. All of a sudden, my son has been pointing it out to me. He stops eating, and he looks at me, and I go, what? He's like, you're very loud. But I think at this point, anything a mom does with a 12-year-old around is annoying.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Annoying, exactly. But we're burying the lead here. We found out that her fiancé is not perfect.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No. No one is, right?
He
chews gum loudly.
I know, exactly.
Is that all you got?
Really, I know
That's about it.
Just know there will be more, but don't worry about
it. Well, new experiences for me, guys. Mm-hmm. My fiancé just texted me the baseball schedule.
Yes.
Christy, for the games, where they're at, what times, what days. And I'm looking at this. What do you got? You got a game at 8 p.m.?
Oh, well, that's crazy.
I mean, that's past
Is that a Saturday, though?
It's Friday. It's past my bedtime,
It's a Friday
Christy.
Night. 8 o'clock. It's under the lights.
Under the lights.
Oh, my God. That's past my bedtime. How am I supposed to stay awake for this?
Take a nap during the day, buddy. You got to go to the game.
That's my life. That's what I do. I nap during the day so I can run my kid all over at nighttime.
It's so funny. I'm asking, okay, all right, we're going to be playing Dansville. All right, Waylon. Okay, what's Letchworth look like this year? You know?
Isn't it cute? Yeah.
You're going to love it. It's fun.
What age group do they play?
12U.
Oh, that's my son.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Are they both on the same team?
Which is great because the younger one's only 9. So.
How'd he get on the 12U team?
He's pretty good, Christy.
Wow.
Nick's not the only good athlete around.
That's pretty fantastic.
This is good. You guys are going to be bragging on each other.
Oh, totally.
So last night I'm watching Jeopardy. You know what one of the categories was? Warm
what?
Thoughts.
What?
Not making this up.
Warm thoughts?
Yes. Now, I don't know. It wasn't what I do on Warm Thoughts, but I don't even remember what the questions were. When I saw Warm Thoughts, I just sort of laughed.
Oh, my goodness.
I should have taped it.
You should have.
I know.
Hey, you should have been. They're copying me
on Jeopardy
now.
Right.
Who was the host last night?
Oh, it was still Aaron Rodgers. He's got
This is like the longest guest hosting ever.
No. 2 weeks of Oz. Dr. Oz was longer than this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Annoying as hell. I don't know who's next, but I just wanted to pick somebody. And LeVar Burton is really going at it. He really wants this badly.
He would be so amazing.
I think he'd be terrific. He's very cool. I like him a lot. I think they should give him a shot at least. You know, I hope so.
Oh, yes.
You know how we were talking about the Olympics is going to have breakdancing as a sport?
Is this for real?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I think it's awesome. I love watching dancing.
I love breakdancing.
Well, back in 1924, Ireland won its first two Olympic medals. Here are the categories they won in. Ready for this? Painting and literature.
Wow.
How are those sports in an Olympics? I know.
Oh.
Yeah. So the Olympics has changed a little bit.
Yeah, just a tad.
That's funny.
My goodness.
Oh. And Christy, maybe you can relate to this. Katy Perry's mom dated Jimi Hendrix. Didn't you say your mom dated Bob Seger?
Yeah. Well, I don't know that she dated him.
What?
She was at a roller skating rink that he used to play at in Detroit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they didn't date?
They became really good friends.
No.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They hung out all the time. And she said she thought about dating him, I think, but she never did. So that's why I say he could have been my dad.
Oh, my gosh. So does she have pictures with him and stuff?
I don't think so.
So she could totally be lying.
No documentation
to back this up.
This could be a little,
she's probably, you know, I don't know. I need more documentation. Right. I need some documentation.
What was it? The Bob Seger and the Detroit Wheels? Is that what it was back in
the day?
That's
one. He had that. He had the Bob Seger system, Detroit Wheels, then the Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. He's always had cool names. I mean, those are three cool names. Silver Bullet Band, Detroit Wheels, Bob Seger system. Those are awesome names for a band.
Right.
Not as good as Keys to the Caddy, but still pretty good.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, that would have been so cool, right?
Yeah.
He's had three wives already. Maybe your mom could rekindle the flame.
She could have been the first. This was like way back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Did she know Glenn Frey? Because Glenn Frey was in the band, too. He was only like 16 at the time.
Does he have reddish hair?
Glenn Frey? Yeah. He did not have. I don't think he had reddish hair. He passed away a couple years ago.
Okay.
I don't think he had reddish hair. But he was in the Bob Seger band. One of them. I don't know which one. But so who knows, Christy?
Could have been my daddy.
Still could be. Check the DNA.
Right?
Definitely not. Unfortunately, I act and look like my dad.
Oh, well, there you go. He's who we have to thank for you, huh?
Yes. Very much the sarcasm. Yes.
You know, I just thought of something. I could have won that painting competition back in 1924. You know, I got my painting.
Gosh, why didn't you do that? I mean, you were alive.
So bad.
This was twice today. Earlier was Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. You're good.
See?
Okay. You do old jokes.
Get all
jokes.
That from my dad.
You do old jokes. I'm going to do stupid jokes. So you just be careful.
That's right. You go ahead. You try.
No, it would be mean. I'm not mean like some people.
Yeah, Nikki.
Wait a minute.
What else is going on in your lives?
Oh, sports is going on.
That's all it is.
Yeah, sports.
I have basketball this weekend in Buffalo.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, right?
You better save for all the gas.
So my husband goes, do you want to stay with our, Aunt Joan and Uncle Lou? And I'm like, I really don't want to stay with you right now. And I'm not trying to be rude,
really.
You know?
Yeah, I get it.
So then he was kind of bugging me, right? Because he's like, I don't have a lot of family left. That's kind of rude of you. And I'm like, okay, we'll stay. And then yesterday he comes home and goes, yeah, we're not staying. His cousin's girlfriend has COVID.
Oh, there you go.
I'm sure they've been around his aunt and uncle because that's his parents. And I was like, see, I was trying to be safety first, girl, and you're giving me a hard time. And now you realize maybe what I say sometimes is pretty smart.
Just saying.
Just saying.
Every once in a while, Christy.
That's all the time.
Big to-do list for me today, guys.
What do you got?
First up, COVID shot.
I have mine tomorrow, my second one. Good for you, girl.
So I'm getting the Pfizer. I'll give you a full report on any side effects.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And second, going to get the marriage license tonight.
Nikki, my goodness.
Where do you go for that? Where do you go?
You go to a town or city. So we're going to go to his town, Nundae.
Okay. Oh, I bet you there is not a lot of lines in there in Nundae.
Nice.
Is that where you're going there?
What?
Is that why you're going to Nunday? Because there's not a long line?
Yeah. Hopefully somebody's even working, right?
Yeah, right.
You might need to schedule that.
I called because they have voicemail of their hours, but nobody ever picks up.
I'm going to give you a Tony Tony tip, too, by the way, on small towns. When you have to go to DMV, if they have a DMV in your small town, go there because there's never a line.
Wonderful.
I have to go to the DMV today in Ontario County. I have to renew my license, which, by the way, expires like Sunday.
Oh, your birthday. That's right.
So Shane's down in Livingston County. We've heard all these issues here in Monroe County because, if you have a new car, like you can't even get your plates. Mm-hmm. Oh, he got everything back. His title, his plates, everything. Good to go.
Those are small towns.
Country living, folks.
That's right, baby.
Write down for tomorrow on the show about her getting her marriage license. We have to talk about that.
Oh, yes. Yeah, boy.
All right, gang. Tune into the show, Warm 101.3. On the FM radio dial, and share the old podcast here with your folks on social, and we'll catch you tomorrow. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
See ya.